Today I'm going to read a few verses of scripture from the book of Acts, and the person, the Bible character that I'm looking at today is a man who was called Barnabas. And before I tell you what the subject is, I'm just going to read the passage. It's found in Acts chapter 4, from 32 to 37, the end of the chapter. It says, "Now the multitude of those who believed were of one heart and one soul. Neither did anyone say that any of the things he possessed was his own, but they had all things in common. And with great power the apostles gave witness to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all. Nor was there anyone among them who lacked, for all who were possessors of lands or houses sold them and brought the proceeds of the things that were sold, and laid them at the apostles' feet, and they distributed to each as anyone had need. And Joseph, who was also named Barnabas by the apostles, which is translated son of encouragement, a Levite of the country of Cyprus, having land, sold it and brought the money and laid it at the apostles' feet." So this passage is what we would call the passage that has to do with having things in common. But there's a little nugget in here, kind of hidden, that we often miss. It's very easy to miss. And that's what I want to talk about today. And that is the words that are found here in hereafter his name, where it just says what his name is translated as, son of encouragement. That would indicate that here was a man who was, in a sense, he almost got a nickname. He was given another name because of the things that he did, or because of his character. Throughout the Bible, we can read quite a few times where God changed people's names, maybe because of their character or because of the destiny that he had for them, like Abraham. And Jesus changed Simon's name to Peter, and so forth, gave names. Giving of names has a lot of significance in the Bible, and God has always reserved the right to have the final say as to a person's name and to change it as he saw fit. Well, here we have someone whose name was Joseph, or Joseph, as some translations have it. And he was given another name by the apostles, which is Barnabas. We read quite a bit of him in the book of Acts. And the word Barnabas is translated son of encouragement. So that would indicate, as I said, that he was a man who had a habit, or he had a way of encouraging people. That was what he did, and he did so much of it that he was given a new name. And I guess the point I want to make is, how wonderful would that be if you or I would be given a name like that? If we would encourage people so often, spend so much time encouraging people, and be so faithful at it, that we would be known as the encourager, the one who encourages, like Barnabas. You know, I don't think that I have ever met a person who would not benefit from a word of encouragement, who couldn't use a word of encouragement. So there is no one, or there is never a person that we shouldn't encourage. This is something that we can do for anyone, believer, unbeliever, anyone. Everyone can use encouragement. Another thing that I have observed is that there never seems to be too much of it around. Have you ever seen or experienced a situation where there was just a little bit too much encouragement going on? Good encouragement. I haven't. And I doubt that you have either, and I doubt that you ever will. So why don't we just take a lesson from this man, Barnabas, and see if we can bring a little bit more encouragement into this world, into the life of our families, our fellowships, our friends, our neighbors, the people we meet at the store, the people that we work with, the people we do business with. Can you think of a single person who wouldn't experience, or who wouldn't have his day brightened by a word of encouragement? Why is it that we find it so easy to speak a word of correction or criticism, or say something that would discourage someone? But when it comes to a word of encouragement, it doesn't feel natural. Well, that's because it isn't natural. It's something that, for most of us, it's not natural. It's something that we can train ourselves to do by God's grace. It's something that He, the Lord, can help us grow in. He wants us to grow in that. We are called to edify one another, to build each other up, to encourage. And so I want to take this and apply it to my life by God's grace and see if I can encourage a few people along the way. I'm encouraged that you found it worthwhile to call in and listen to this. And I hope that you can continue through your day feeling encouraged in the Lord. God bless you.